accounts payable.
Move to approve check number 460797 through 460838. No warrants. One journal entry transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, September 28, 2020, and executive session minutes for September 28, 2020.
On the third page for the agreement for semi-truck, I added the word, it says Commissioner Williams moved to approve for semi-truck. I'm sure it's just to read move to approve the agreement for semi-truck. Are you guys fine with that?
I am.
What page?
Yes.
Third page.
Yes.
Other than that, I didn't see anything else. Did you guys?
No, I didn't.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 28th, 2020 with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the executive, do you agree on the list that's titled?
Did you look it up? I don't remember.
Yes.
Okay. Then yeah. Move to approve executive session minutes for September 28th, 2020 with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Here.
Personal property add-on reports, August and September.
Questions on these?
They're all just add-ons and abatements.
I don't have any.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Personal property.
Uh-huh.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatements and add-on reports for August of 2020 and September of 2020 as presented by the County Clerk's Office.
Yes, second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vacation of a portion of Poverty Gulch Road, number 20-097, Road and Bridge.
Are you Miss
Melissa?
David? Oh, Melissa David.
The petition was done by Catherine Stewart and Charles Haxton?
Is there any other one here?
Okay.
Okay. I actually gathered and kind of started that process and I represented that.
Thank you. This is off Iowa Colony and... I'm going to pull it up on Beacon. Hey, Devin, is this the one that we... This isn't the one that we're trying to get some stuff taken care of to where we can take in...
We're trying to get all the bills taken care of so we can...
So we can move forward and get everything else taken care of.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same... Okay. So this isn't all of Poverty Gulch, this is just a portion?
It's kind of like an easement, or right-of-way there. It kind of looks like when they platted it, they didn't plat that to come out straight, and this is more of a little triangle-like.
Yeah, but we've been working with, they would like it to go all the way through, so we had to get that easement.
This takes care of the issue with the individual down there that's saying it's not aligned correctly. And...
Yeah, I have it surveyed first.
Okay.
Okay.
Like I said, I just wanted to make sure I was doing what the intention was and not mess something up. And Mr. Elliott, do you have anything to speak on as far as legality?
I think that my concern was probably the same thing the commission was just articulating. I mean, I just got a chance this weekend to see the prior plat, and it's clear that, I mean, there is an off-centeredness to Poverty Gulch Road. This piece purports to describe a triangle that is to the west of Poverty Gulch Road. It's principally triangular in shape. If y'all have a copy of the petition in front of y'all,
we do.
Last page has what is a purported amendment of the plat, which shows the triangular piece to be vacated. The prior plat from 2007 does not show that piece as being because of. Let me show you all of the 2007 plat. I'll just walk down. So, if you look at the, you know, copy of the actual plat. Yeah. Okay. So that triangle piece looks like right here to here, and then going down. So, assuming that legal description is correct, I think that that's okay. But then you have this area up here, which is unrelated to the vacate, that I think is the bigger picture issue that you're alluding to. You see how the road is to the center. So here's the 2007 amendment plat, and it looks like this point down is this triangle here. It's kind of shown here. But then you've got this area up here that I think is the bigger picture issue about the off-centeredness of Poverty Gulch Road.
Okay.
Now, this is what you're looking at there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't have that until this week.
Okay.
So that's what I was looking at to try and square up this with what already was. And so it looks like this area from here to here is...
When it, so the original plat that you're seeing here does not agree with this?
Well, my concern doesn't have anything to do with the road that is up here with the road option. Center line is half, it's a half way off. So we're trying to change the part of the bigger issue.
Okay. I was going to take this legal because I don't know anything about reading those legals like that. And I went to her mapper and have her verify it, but she was gone on. I was told she'd be in at 8 this morning, but I didn't have a chance to get with her on it to verify.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we want to certainly make sure that that legal is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So is what we're vacating, if we were to do it today, the piece that's in yellow,
who prepared the legal on this? Who? That was what I was trying to do this morning. She was not there on Friday.
Hey, Travis.
Yes, sir.
Do you care to leave this real quick? So, what are our lines?
Yeah, that appears to be the question on our lines.
So, is that what we're vacating?
That is what you would be vacating, but there's no black line on the eastern boundary of that parcel. And this looks to be the western line of that triangle.
That's what I was wondering.
Right here.
So
down to a point and then.
So mapping has it
correct as mapping appears to have the line drawn where the proposed amended plat shows the triangle being.
But that's not what's actually recorded in part of the plat. Not appear to be.
Yeah. Because here's what the recorded amended plat in 2007 shows. So it does not show that triangle. So that's the discrepancy that I'm having a hard time mapping. It shows the triangle proposed to be vacated, but the most recent prior amended plat does not show the triangle.
And by vacating it, what does that solve? I guess that's the other thing that doesn't make any sense is the why it's
offset.
What are they going by that makes them think this needs to be vacated?
I still look up here at the red mapping. Things exactly of what we needed to have done for the rest of the group. That's why it was the way we had it surveyed. I mean, they came right off and looked at it and told us this is what we needed. And I thought he was going to be here today. I was talking to him earlier and I thought he was going to be over here with me because there were any questions about it.
We can get him over here.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I think he might be able to give you a little bit more information.
Well, I think he, Nikki, didn't he give us this one map?
He did email it and she emailed me. I emailed him to make sure I had it correct. And he said, if you have that original, this is the that you will develop.